Okay, so this is the Schmoovecast. My name is Leah, and if you listened to the last episode, you heard me reading some crack I found while cleaning up my house. And there's more crap, by the way, to be... Hold on. Excuse me. More crap to be experienced by you and me and all of us in between. Okay. So, let me get down to it. I got some folders here. Let's see. Let's look at this one. What's up with this? Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry. This is exciting. This is my, my senior AP English. Sorry. Getting comfortable here. My senior AP English, journal. Let's see. Okay. Leah. The lover of sketch comedy, who feels confused, who needs lots of love, who fears being ostracized, who would like to see the kids in the hall live, resident of Earth, canon. I've seen the kids in the hall live twice now, so yay! This is 92. Oh my god. I was just a youngster. I think I was just 15 still. Alright, this next thing, I don't know, these are sentence fragments. My first name is a four-letter word. I was almost... slash. My name would be Dmitri, even though I know it is... slash. Dmitri is a boy's name, I believe it is Russian. Slash. I just like the name Dmitri. Slash. Names are important because that is what you'll be called the rest of your life. Most people don't seem to like their first... slash. Okay, so, I don't know what that was all about. Let's see. As you entered the hall, this is from 9392. So, good times. 14 years ago. I was 15 years old. As you entered the hallway leading to the garage, darkness surrounds you. A little light trickles in from the living room, but not much. The smell is a combination of all house smells, since this is in the center of the house. The carpet has been trodden on for many years and has a flattened down feel of old carpet. Yeah, that is deep, motherfuckers. Did you hear that? The carpet has been trodden on for many years and has a flattened down feel of old carpet. Yeah, that is writing. Sounds drift in from all over the house. You can hear TVs, radios, and sisters. Let's see what this one is. When I think about silence, I think about an empty field with lots of flowers. It's very cliche, but it's true. Silence is something more people need to practice more often. And judging by my podcast and my reviews on iTunes, apparently I do need to practice silence more often. Let's see. Okay, not gonna read that, stupid. What would you hate to lose the most? Laughter is most important to me. If I lost it, I'd be nothing. Okay. This is 9-14-02. There are few heroes in present times. I can't think of any. I suppose one would be Ryan White, but he died, so I can't write about that. Ryan White being a young boy who had AIDS and... yeah, so... if this tells you anything, I wore a red ribbon on my graduation gown. So, you remember me talking about AIDS in my last podcast. Okay. Here's what my English teacher wrote. What about people who do fine work or face crisis with dignity? Yeah, she's right. Okay. That sucks. I used to be in Girl Scouts and we would go to retirement homes. The oldest person whose age I actually know has to be my grandmother. She's 86 and has white hair with traces of black. She has had the same bifocals for as long as I can remember. My English teacher's note is, have you interviewed her and gotten her voice on tape? And no, I didn't, but my mom interviewed her for something and we don't have the tapes anymore. But my grandmother, she was 86 when I wrote this. My grandmother was 98 when she passed away 2 years ago. Over 2 years ago. She would have been 100 last year. On December 23rd. That would have been her 100th birthday. Sorry, I'm really congested because I cleaned and I got dust. Okay. Penny exercise, 9/22/92. The penny feels like a small cold disc of childhood moving in my palm. I remember the first. That's it. Minute, thin, starting to turn dark brown, just a little shy, yet still a little shiny. Slash. 1991. I started my junior year. I went to my first Montreat Youth Conference. I turned 16. Oh, so apparently I was 16 when this was done, not 15. My math sucks, in case you haven't noticed. My math really sucks. Okay. Alright. Oh, God, this is gonna be funny. Bob the Penny was born April 15th, 1991, to Mr. and Mrs. Fred Penny. He was walking when he tripped and fell flat on his back. A child saw him face up and picked him up for good luck. The child then bought a piece of gum at the corner store. I was in a rush and needed some candy. The total was 79 cents. I gave the cashier a dollar. I received 2 dimes and 1 penny. That penny was Bob. And then I have written, E Pluribus Unum in Fredry Trust. One out of many. Oh, God. Listen to this. 9/23/92. Occasionally, I enjoy being totally alone. When I am, I finish work I started but never had an opportunity to finish. I normally clean my room or do homework. Usually, I just rest. Okay, the difference between 9/23/92 and 5/7/2006 is that, forget the room cleaning, I just like to rest. There is no homework to be done. Let's see. My most special possession is my teddy bear, Freddy. I've had it since I was 4. I still have him. I never outgrew the sleeping with teddy bear's face. Freddy has been around forever. And I still have Freddy Bear, and he still sleeps in my bed. Oh my gosh, pilgrimage. Okay, this must have been when we were studying the Canterbury Tales. Hi, Flashy. Flashy's in here. He's all stretchy. Hey, buddy. Okay, I would probably take a pilgrimage to Athens, Georgia. Two of my favorite bands started there, the B-52s and R.E.M. Ricky Wilson, a former member of the B-52s, is buried there in Oconee Cemetery. I would very much like to visit his grave and see his tombstone, a pyramid. The B-52s have only gone downhill since his death. Yeah, so suck it, B-52s. Let's see. Oh, God. 9/29. Hey. If you followed the loud singing, you'd come to the middle of the bridge. As the sun went down, the only light at the end... The only light was at the end of a cigarette. We stood on the bridge, hoping for forever. As the sun fell asleep behind the trees, we pulled our summer jackets closer. Hey, Flash. We pulled our summer jackets closer. We kept on singing, loudly. People passed and just looked at us. They're just jealous of our fun. We stood on the bridge, but forever never came. Apparently I was... It was recommended that I submit this to the, school literary magazine. Hi, Flashy. I'll pet you. He's scratching at my hand. He doesn't. Hey, buddy. Hello, Flashy. Flashy Consumption. Okay. Let's see. 9:30. I don't usually solve problems by myself. I need outside help. There have been times I do garage sales, get lost, and have to read a map, which I can't do. And I learn to be better prepared. I still like garage sales. I still get lost. Okay, 10-1. Do not ask me about politics. I think that everyone in the world should adopt Esperanto as... Oh, that's not a period. I thought it was a period. I think everyone in the world should adopt Esperanto as a second language. All the countries should join and become one big country. A world leader committee of one person from each age group should be formed to run the world. And I want everybody to hold hands, because when you're holding hands, you can't hold a gun. Okay. Okay, this is, imitate... Hi, Flash. Let's see. Imitate Chaucer, modern pilgrim, pick him up. Okay, I'm going to put this on pause while I take Flash Simpson out for a walk. Okay, I'll be back, I promise. Alrighty, so, Flashy's gone potty. Denny, you've already been. I'm sorry. Denny's sitting next to me. When I said that word, he just whipped his head around and looked at me. But he just went. I think they just... Good boys. Okay, so now I got Denny sitting next to me. So if he barks, it's going to shatter your eardrums. So let's try to keep him placated, won't we? Come here. Come here, Den. No? Okay. Alright. So I was at the Imitate Chaucer, Modern Pilgrim. There was an athlete, very well built, and he played his athlete role to the hilt. A baseball cap backwards, a football jersey too, and he always had some kind of sport to do. Every sport he played, and played it well, but in intellectual ways, quite a dumbbell. He had shoulders as wide as a four-lane street, but adding two numbers could be quite a feat. He had offers for football from every school and caused all the insecure girls to drool. And he kept an insecure girl by his side and wore her like fine clothing with pride. He followed the pilgrimage it was in at the time, yet had no idea where we went and why. At the same time, his tales entertained us all, yet talking to him was like talking to a wall. Hi, Flash. Flashy's in here, too, and he's driving Denny crazy. All right, second 6 weeks. Distribution of power and wealth. The only way to redistribute wealth is to take up all the money in the world and redistribute it to each person individually. Just kidding. I could not tell you how to redistribute wealth and power. Communism is a good idea if you can get it to work. However, getting it to work right is the hard part. Everyone should live and work in small communal societies. I'll start with the Fred Schneider commune. So in case you haven't noticed, I really was into the B-52s back in these days. And Fred Schneider. Particularly. Okay. 2025. First of all, I'll probably be dead. But I see the future as being pretty much like it is today, and people will remember the New Kids as we remember the Beatles. God forbid. I will have 1 Emmys for my talk show. The B-52s will be long dead. Okay. We will have a global monetary system and a global form of government. Everyone will speak English, Esperanto, and Spanish. Things will be cheap. I do believe in ghosts. I do not, however, believe in evil spirits. I think ghosts are basically angels sent back to take care of something, sort of gophers for God. I believe in ESP, clairvoyance, telepathy, etc. I do not believe in Satan or hell. Okay. It is hard for me to decide which day to live over. I guess I would have to say October 4th, the day of the B-52's concert. I would like to live this day over because it was a lot of fun, and I got to see 3 of my favorite celebrities in person up close. Let's see. Oh gosh, here we go again. 10/26/92. If I were rich and famous, I would live below my means. I would donate lots of money to AIDS research. I would open a daycare center for underprivileged children, and when I got old enough, I'd probably run for president. Just kidding. I believe greatly in living below one's means. Yeah, until you're forced to live below your means. Yeah, okay. Let's see. I was really into global community. Global village sort of crap. Oh, God. Sex before marriage is an interesting topic. It all depends on the person. I personally would only have sex before marriage with someone I truly love. So far, I've never met that person. Aww. Hey, Flash. Are you crawling into my lap with your wet feet? Hey, buddy. Okay. I haven't seen too many people get greedy. I would say Madonna, but she's always been greedy. I guess Roseanne Barr Arnold, but she's become less materialistic. Even though I didn't see him before he became greedy, I'd say Elvis. Oh, wait! Susan Sarandon, because she refuses to admit Rocky Horror Picture Show brought her most of her fame. Okay. Let's see. I was honored along with several other people when the ASB program was awarded the Golden Rule Award for our hard work. It was very nice, and the cake was good.
Flashy, are you throwing up? Oh, good God. Poor dog.
Hey, hold on a second. I'm going to get the... So I just dealt with dog vomit. Flashy had to vomit. And,
he's okay now. He's a good boy. And Denny, you
were a good dog, Denny. Anyway. So... Okay, let's see. I don't remember being honored for alternative spring break, but apparently I was. with the Golden Rule Award. But anyway. Dr. Gay, do you remember that? I know we did that as a part, as a team. You and I were the team leaders for that. I don't remember being honored or anything. Okay. Let's see. A group has the right to want whatever they desire and push to get that right. However, I don't believe every group should have all their wishes granted. So, you know, there you are. Oh my God. Listen to this. I believe we should throw out the old Bill of Rights and rewrite it. The gun thing is out of date, as is the British soldiers thing. Each citizen should be observant of all laws. Okay, 11.9. I think drug use and or infidelity need to be allegorized. Those are two sins that are quite present in our times. Many people do abuse drugs, and many are unfaithful. Marlowe's ideas should hold up today.
Hi, Denny. How you doing, buddy?
Let's see. I would have to go to Athens, Georgia, 1977. I would love to see the B-52s and REM before they were household words. I would also like to meet Ricky Wilson before he died. I just think it would be a gas to see my favorite band before they became a strange band. Okay. So, yeah, I was into those B-52s. I don't believe the human species rules the world. How do we know that dogs don't talk to each other and have a dog president? I believe each animal, as well as plant, has its own form of government. Okay, just to remind you, this was a day before my 17th birthday that I wrote this. I was 16, not 5. I was an idiot. It's a wonder I got through high school, you know, reading this crap. Let's see. I believe I would take money from military and give it to education. Education needs money now. The future is just going to be a bunch of drunken hillbillies if we don't get on the right track soon. Oh, you know what? The future is a bunch of drunken hillbillies. It's fantastic. Congress should have no limits. Some people would do a great job if they stayed in Congress. However, now, what I'm doing in 10 years, oh my God. Oh, this is great. This is the kind of stuff that people write movies about. Okay. 11:25. What I'm doing in 10 years. I hope to have a little girl and a talk show. I want to live in Athens, Georgia. Sorry this is short, but that's my life if I'm alive. Wow. So I was very, very sort of negative, I guess. But, you know, I don't have my little girl and I don't have my talk show. Okay. It's not easy to think of a solution. The easiest solution to think of, but not do, is treat the... Oh. Whoa! I wish I had read this before I started reading it. The easiest solution to think of what not to do... The easiest solution to think of, but not do, is to treat the whites the way they have treated the blacks all these years. That would whip them into shape. So, you know... Okay. We don't usually put up our tree until a week before. I refuse to watch Christmas specials except Rudolph, Frosty, and the Grinch, but those are traditions. Every year, our traditions change. For a couple of years, we opened one present on Christmas Eve, but we abandoned that because my parents didn't like it. In 1990, we opened all our presents on Christmas Eve so we could have a white Christmas. We usually go to Christmas Eve services, but last year my sister and I watched Silence of the Lambs. We kept lights on all night. Mm-hmm. Purity. My definition of purity from the Canon Dictionary of her language. All right. 12:3, 92. Yes, I do believe everyone has an angel when she is born. As the person grows older, if she loses faith, the angel is less present. If a person does good, the angel is powerful in a person's life. My mother has an aunt who was nearly kicked out of the house because she was unmarried and pregnant. She kept the baby, and when her mother became ill with age, she took care of her. This is the same mother who nearly kicked her out. She died painlessly of a normally painful disease. I don't know who I'm talking about. Okay. There's nothing I would miss about Nashville except for not having a good music and movie industry. Yeah, because the Nashville movie industry is just fucking amazing. Anyway. I would only go to war if an evil leader was threatening my country. And I have a quote, Eric Idle is John Lennon on Monty Python. I'm starting a war for peace. No man can be alone and be happy. It all figures in with his land metaphor. Okay, whatever that means. Or Cav style. 15 lines. Friendship. To love one who does not love can often cause a tear. To attempt to give a heart a shove does not make it more than near. To try to melt the coldest heart is not an easy task. Like Cupid with his pointed dart, it is for your heart, I ask. But love unreturned need not last until the day of death. For I shall find another fast whose heart shall sure me... Huh? Whose heart shall sure melteth. Yes. Eventually you'll be forgotten, though not in years too soon. The love of yours I have not gotten will go from a mount to a dune. Let's see. Christmas, financial difficulties. No, the monarchy should not be abolished. It kind of is a neat, fantastical idea. All little girls want to be the queen. This gives them the idea that there might be a chance. I want to be queen. 10-day holiday diary. Christmas Eve. This morning I woke up. We had gingerbread for breakfast. My parents left. I got a shower and then cleaned my room and went to the Hermitage. It was neat to walk in the same places as Andrew and Rachel did. We looked at Christmas lights. We started making cookies. Today, Billy Bob appointed his cabin. I guess Billy Bob appointed his cabinet. Hooray for the first female attorney general. All right. Who did not last very long. I don't think. Did she? Can't even remember. All right. Christmas. This has been the greatest Christmas in our history. Got those neat-o earrings. Made yet another necklace. They still haven't found that Smyrna boy. Must be hard on the parents. Something probably happened in Somalia. Okay. Today I bought that watch and B-52 CD. I did not watch the news, so I don't know what's going on. I'm certain something happened in Somalia. It's time for The Edge. Okay. For those of you who don't remember, there was a show called The Edge on Fox. It was a sketch comedy show with, it had Tom Kenny and Julie Brown, not Downtown Julie Brown, but the other Julie Brown, Jennifer Aniston, oh, some other people. I'm not remembering all the names. Those are the only people I remember right now. Okay. Today we went to Chattanooga. We went to the mall there. I got a CD, an autographed copy of one of my favorite books by one of my favorite authors. It was $1. And a green beret. I got to see my cousin Cameron, 2 years old. This time he let me hold him. He never lets me hold him. Why do people pay to get skin cancer? Yes, Merry Christmas. Why do people pay to get skin cancer? Today is the first day in a long time that I watched Northern Exposure. The carjackers were caught. Kids kind of bug me. I don't know. Someone else got carjacked today. Scott Shryock came by. I wonder what Scott's up to all of a sudden. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought of him in forever. I found another watch I like. It has Commander Herc and Cadet Stimpy. Somalia seems to be fading from the news. I ate lemon heads all day. Now I think I'm sick. I had the most curious dream. I made cookies everyone wanted. I babysat and made $20. We, my family, went to El Palenque for lunch. It was good, except the meat was a tad bland. I think it would be very nice to be a beauty queen for a day. Yeah, but not if you have to put in all that work. Beauty queens, like, I mean, my mom was talking the other day in her pageant days, girls went to have fun. Now girls have coaches, and they practice, and they spend more money than they end up winning if they get the title, which they don't always. Okay. Let's see. It's been an interesting year. I won't share my resolutions. That would make them harder to accomplish. Hopefully, there will not be near as many riots next year as there were this year. Happy New Year. I hate black eyed peas and greens. Babysat again. Sold Girl Scout cookies. Froze. Went to the mall. Got two calendars. I think it's sad that PBS does not get much funding. I'm not sure what happened in the world. I guess I should watch the news. I'm almost finished with 100 years. This is my last entry. I saw American Graffiti today. It was a good movie. There was a 40-car pileup in Chicago, Illinois. 21 injured, 6 critical, 1 severely. I babysat and made $12. I got 100% on that, bitches. What do you think of that, huh? Huh, motherfucker? Huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. A person I consider courageous is my mother. She has raised 2 children, and that is not easy. The most shocking thing I ever saw was in Washington, D.C. Homeless people were less than a block away from the White House. It was sad. I would change my sensitivity. I am far too sensitive. The other day I cried at the end of Grease. That is not a cry at the end movie. And my teacher wrote, partly it's hormones. Be glad you're sensitive. Yes. Be glad you're sensitive until your psychiatrist puts you on Zoloft and then you just lose your sensitivity altogether. The poor are humans. Their purpose is to be, as is all our purpose. All right. James Dean died before reaching his potential. He could have made more movies and he might still be famous today. He was real handsome too. Let's see. Animals have, this is when I started writing my dates very sort of European style. I'm noticing this. Animals have the rights to assemble, free speech, bear arms, just kidding. Animals have the right to be. They have the right to be respected as well as revered. I sit here with 2 doggies in the room with me, both laying down. Hi, Dandy. Okay. All those who died of AIDS need proper recognition. Most of them fought a lifelong battle. Children also deserve recognition. Children who never had the chance to live. Good God. Ugh. What is wrong with me? When the axe came into the forest, the tree said, "The handle is one of us." It's a Turkish proverb. It is sad to be betrayed by a friend. To me, this quote is about betrayal. To be ignored or betrayed is the worst form of torture. My animal spirit would be a bird. I like birds, and they are always singing. Birds are great animals. Black cat chickadee specifically. Okay, that's another B-52's reference for those of you who aren't up to date on the B-52's trivia. Let's see. I would make higher education free. The better your grades, the better the school. I think that's how they do it in Europe. God, listen to me. I think I'd march for gay rights. I myself am not gay, but I have friends who are, and they are afraid to come out of the closet. Homophobia is the only kind of prejudice that is considered okay. Well, I didn't mean that I considered it okay, but like society considers it okay. And now, the only kind of prejudice that's okay is prejudice against fat people. So how the times have changed since February 11th of 1993. Let's see. Best special effects is... The best special effects of all were God's creation of the universe, to me at least. Can you just imagine being there to see it up close? I'm sure it was a spectacle. I think God is rather showy deity. And my English teacher drew a happy face with stars for eyes. Let's see. Flavor, 20 words. Warm, inviting, hot, sunny, happy, crusty, soft, chewy, moist, soothing, steamy, liquidy, drippy, tough, friendly, seductive, cheerful, milky, wonderful, yummy. Okay, if you want to know what I was talking about, buttered hot French bread. Okay. First you need to relax. Then you need to go over your day. What happened? What is good? What was bad? Then think about what will happen, credible or incredible. Then let your imagination go, drift into another world. When you least expect it, Mr. Salmon smacks you in the back of the head. I don't know what that was all about. Let's see. The late 60s, 70s were very good. They changed our ideas. They gave us fodder for jokes. The 70s had the best music / clothes. If we didn't have the disco music, we wouldn't have decent techno now. And hey, two words. John Travolta. If a girl's breath fogs a mirror, she is not a virgin. That's a hoot. If she's alive, she fogs the mirror, my teacher wrote. If a penny is on tails, pick it up and give it to someone else, and you will both have good luck. Sit on a table, marry when you're able. I don't know what the hell that was all about. Let's see, double self. My double self is quiet. She enjoys nature, especially leaves. She likes to sit alone and think about absolutely nothing except the leaves. Let's see. Religious cults. Many people follow religious cults for many reasons. I think the main one is low self-esteem. People feel low. A charismatic leader boosts their self-esteem and they follow him. David Koresh is insane. Here's my teacher's note. But he made his prophecy come true, which we all knew he would. Okay. Hell. The two people who would drive me insane are the type who plays country music and sprays the hairspray. I'm allergic to, and the type who always, who sprays the type of hairspray I'm allergic to. The type who always talks about all the awards, honors they have won. P.S. I don't believe in hell. I'm waiting to go to college, UT Martin. I met someone that's not important. I can't wait to start my slow trek into the real world. I'm also a little frightened. It's a big change. I dreamed I was Amy Fisher. I was arrested. I escaped. And I went to a school dance. I was in handcuffs. Actually, a beaded necklace. And a news brief came on saying I was loose. And everyone cheered. Then I went to my house. And I was going to call and turn myself in. And the police officer came in and took me away. Happy, a little overweight, short, sort of pug-nosed, beautiful red hair, strangely dressed. I guess that's me. It's a little more than a little overweight. Anyway. I would regret not having been to Australia. I would have liked to have been there. Okay. Bless you, doggies. I believe we fall in love many times. There are family love, the love of relations, friendly love, the love for our friends. Fromage love. No, teenage love. I'm sorry. Self-explanatory. Cheesy love. Between teenaged and true love. True love. Marriage or cohabitation love. Love at first sight. Unexplainable. Nothing can change your faith if you believe strong enough about what you believe in. Novente. Love is living as if dreaming. The only way I believe love changes our life is that we share our love for ourselves with another, with our individual better halves. To me, this quote means that we have to conquer the monster inside first before we worry about the future. I don't know what the hell I was talking about. I didn't write the quote down, so I don't know what quote it is. Let's see. I am for a waiting period. I think the waiting period should do a check on background, record, and personality.
Hi, bud. Denny, you want to come here? Want to be friends with me and Flashy?
Okay. Well, I guess that was about guns.
Bless you.
I would be a performance artist, possibly a singer. I would like to be in a band and sing my dreams and poetry. I don't have the best voice, but neither does Gordon Gano of the Violent Femmes. I have a certain presence. The band would be called Fred's Donut Wheels. Our first song is I Want to Be a Chair Beneath Tom Jones. Okay, I totally ripped that off from my friend. Oh my god, my writing got even more European. Oh, this is disgusting. Ugh. Over spring break, I will relax by 1. Sleeping, 2. Watching Monty Python, 3. Reading several books, including Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Denny, get out of there! Let's see. 4. Seeing Fugazi at 328. 328 performance always doesn't exist anymore. 5. Visiting Newsom's Mill. Okay. People use others too much. It is sad. I am a strong believer in... Stop it! Okay, my computer's going nuts. I'm a strong believer in the hierarchy of love. People at the top, physical things at the bottom. I don't see this as greed. I see this as thankfulness. We love the things we have, and we love the fact that we have things. Okay, here's where we get really good. I think Vietnam is far off place where we went to war. Many young men were lost in the war. It has a slight effect on me, although not much, considering I know very little about it. Country Joe and the Fish sang a song about it. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Three affordable changes. Number one, teachers can make changes in lesson plans. Make their classes more fun. Number two, at my 7th through 9th grade school, we had a yearly Shakespeare Fest. During the day, sophomores took us to Elizabethan England. We need that. Three, let us sit on the front lawn, the bleachers, etc. for lunch. Okay. That is straight out of me getting in. I didn't want to eat in the cafeteria, and when it was cold, I didn't want to sit outside in the courtyard. So I spent a lot of lunch times in the library at school. It made me mad. Of course, after I left, seniors could sit any fucking where in school. Okay. All you need is a pair of high heels and a dream, RuPaul. So there you go. There's more. Oh, God. I would like to visit Easter Island because of the cool head statues. I've wanted to go there since childhood. I think I skipped a page. No, I didn't. First oral recitation. Sixth grade oratorical contest. I didn't win, but I thought I did pretty good. It was The Messy Room by Shel Silverstein. My friend Christy Lan was up front, and she kept trying to crack me up. I miss Christy Lan. I wonder what she's up to. She was the girl who I think probably matured first of anybody I ever knew, you know? But anyway. I still have a picture. I should probably scan it of my birthday. I think it was my 12th, 13th birthday. I can't remember. But we're all dancing to True Blue by Madonna. My mom took a picture. And we all look fucking ridiculous in that 80s way. I gotta find that picture. I'll scan it. Let's see. A person's possession can tell you a lot. If they are cluttered, they are emotional. If they have too many, they are very possessive. Let's see. No, we must all be responsible to be free. I.e., Two Live Crew complains they have no freedom. Well, they have to be responsible enough to know what not to say. Good God. Maybe the Terminator shouldn't have been looking for Sarah Connor. That's all I'm saying. Okay, in situations where it is better that I keep my thoughts to myself, i.e., I could be put on a stake. Okay, that was just a fragment. Let's see here. I feel we control most of our destiny except when it comes to matters of love and death. All rulers have large egos. It's just a question of whether or not they show it. Oh, May 6th. 13 years ago, Friday. No, 13 years ago, Saturday, yesterday. Peace is possible. That's all I wrote. Let's see. I have no idea what imperialism is. Is it when dictators own many countries? I think it's sad when people are driven by greed. I was 17 when I wrote this. 17! Not 7! Oh, God! Okay. I liked Madama Butterfly, but all the people were weak. B.F. Pinkerton was a loser, and Butterfly was weak. If I were her, I'd let him have the child, follow him to America, and make his life hell by following him, acting like Annie in Misery. Okay. Yes. The elderly are the wise. In our society, we worship children, not the elderly. I think the elderly are superior. Let's see. I was on my sister's birthday. Happy 13th birthday, Lindsay. Okay. I think our generation is wiser. We know more than our parents and other generations. We are more socially aware. And thus ends the reading of my journal. Oh my God, I just found some pages I wrote in. Okay, hang on. Let's see. History. First interpretation, prior restraint. Damage caused to decline. What the hell is this shit? Invasion of privacy. Oh, Flashy's got a squeaky hamburger. Intrusion. Physically invade, trespassing. Does not include printing. No hidden cameras. Oh, invasion of privacy. Ow. Okay. Appropriation. My right to make money from yourself / likeness. Imitators are not okay, even after death. Intrusion. Physically invade, trespassing does not include printing. No hidden cameras in private places. You can tape a conversation if you're a part of it. Public disclosure of private facts. Four elements. One, public disclosure. Mass publication. Two, private facts. Public disclosure of private facts. Three, must be offensive to the average person. Four, prove it is not newsworthy. Prove it, motherfucker. False light. Doesn't say anything. Presents them in a false light. Number one, false statement or picture. Number two, offensive to average. Three, element of fault. Actual malice. Time versus Hill. Copyright. Original works of authorship fixed in a tangible medium of expression. Titles are not covered. So you can't copyright a title. So I could write a book called Moby Dick. Alright. Has to be original. Facts don't count. Exception is when something is C, copyrighted, it can't be used unless fair use. Not getting money for it, no loss of money. Fair use. Public interest, education, not for profit. Fleshy's all meerkatty now. Inviting Denny. Nice. Nature of copyrighted work. Workbooks out of print. How much is used? Can't give away a critical part of the crying game. Oh, can't give away a critical part, in parentheses, the crying game fiasco. Effect of use on market. Does it cost the author money? Official copyright is $20. Wow. That's it? I'm going to copyright myself, bitches. Let's see. Includes lawyer fees and statutory damages just for use. For an infringement suit, must prove yours is first, defendant had access, and show substantial similarity. Interesting for our times, on account of all the plagiarism that's going on. History. Damage could cause a decline. Tort. A civil wrong done to someone who seeks monetary damage. Voir dire. Process for choosing jurors. Okay, you didn't know you were going to get a law lesson today, did you? Peremptory challenge. Gets rid of jurors. Opening witnesses rebuttal. Closing. The dogs are play fighting. Hope you're ashamed of yourself. No, I'm kidding. You're cute. Peremptory challenge. Gets rid of jurors. Opening witnesses rebuttal. Closing deliberation verdict. Appeal. Justice listens to argument. Gets decision in 4 to 6 months. Holy crap. Stare decisis. Precedent. Let the decision stand. Is that how you pronounce it? Certiorari. Decision to hear an appeal. Sources of law. Constitution. Very basic. Common law. Through cases. Equity. When nothing else works. Chancery. No money. Statutory. Legislature. Administrative. Groups to regulate. Such as the FCC. Let's see. The First Amendment is important. But others are important too. John Locke. Natural rights and social contract. Religion exercise. Yeah, I'm sure you're really interested in my communications law stuff. Moot. No legal issue anymore. These dogs are crazy. Flashy, don't show your belly to Denny too fast. Let them work for it. Preferred position balancing. Each case is singular. First Amendment. Hi, Denny. Hi, Flashy. You guys shut up now. John Peter Zenger, 1735, innocent of sedition, accused governor. Let's see, prior restraint. Near versus Minnesota, 1931. All of Bill of Rights apply to below federal level. Government can't censor unless extreme circumstances. Libel. Oh, goodness, sorry. 1.5 million awarded, usually protecting your reputation, holds a person to contempt, ridicule, and scorn. How much is your reputation worth? Ends when you die. I'm sorry, Denny, but we all die, you know? Mortality sucks, but we live, we learn, then we die. And you don't need to bark about it. Publication, identification, defamation, damage, falsity, fault, wrote a letter, no, some chick, no, Fred sucks, but no one cares, no, Fred is a bad singer, and he is, no, it's an opinion. So, it's printed. It says, Fred causes decline. Totally false. Times versus Sullivan, 1964. Defamed a group, no individual mentioned. few 35 distributed in an area. Elected official must prove reckless disregard. I wish I had gone into law now. I really do. After reading this, I really wish I had gone into law. Really. Gert versus Welch. Private citizen, not public. Private individual only has to prove negligence. Three types of public people. Public officials, elected, appointed. All-purpose public figures, movie stars and celebrities. Three temporary figures. Bobbitt, Harding, etc. Not an important case. Curtis Pub versus Butts. Phone conversation. Lead not thoroughly checked out and he was not a public figure. Is it recklessness if you change the facts a little? No, if it's syntax or grammar. Yes, it's the meeting. Masson versus the New Yorker. Libel. Still! How to get out of it. 1. Motion for summary judgment. They don't know what they're doing. Statute of limitations. Time ran out. 3. I said it, but it's privileged. What goes on in government is privileged, CIA. Consent. You sign away your rights. 5. Right of reply. Self-defense. Fair comment. No such thing as a false opinion. You're accountable for your opinion if you print it, motherfucker. I'm assuming that's, you know, what ends this in it. Flash? Presumed. No, special damages. Definite actual. Presumed. Can't prove. Can presume. Punitive. Punish defendant. I love the word punitive. What is this? Deanie had not been in a car, had not been in a car with no television for a very long while. Right now, she was angry with several people. Her assistant for not getting a nicer car. Her parents for not buying her a personal jet on her last birthday. The pilots for striking. The Department of Transportation for fixing the roads. And the driver, known only as Bert, who wouldn't play Deanie's new Guar CD on the car's stereo. Deanie had just recently taken a liking to Guar. Not because of the music, but it had the ability to drive those around her crazy. She didn't bring her personal CD player because she thought she would be in a proper limousine. This whole fiasco started a few days ago. Deanie is an actress and has been since the age of 8. She remembers very little of the first 8 years of her life. She had just made a film in Wisconsin about a cheese farmer's daughter who wins several $1 million in a sweepstakes. The press releases were calling it Beverly Hillbillies in Wisconsin. Deanie hated every minute of it. What she hated more was having to fly to Tennessee to meet her parents after the filming. They were attending some catfish fry in some podunk town called Paris. They enjoyed those kinds of things. My parents do enjoy those kinds of things, actually. They actually went to Paris recently. They enjoy these kinds of things. Deanie thought it was tacky. Then she was told that she couldn't take a plane because of a pilot strike. Her personal assistant hired a car and a driver. When Deanie saw the car, she freaked. It was just a plain, boring black Cadillac. Deanie was still sulking in the back seat. They were in the middle of Illinois. There was no scenery, only miles and miles of cornfields. She was shocked when her driver took an exit and left the interstate. "You moron," Deanie cried. "What are you doing?" "There's road construction coming up. I'm just avoiding all the traffic." "And there's no need for name-calling," replied the driver. Deanie wanted to argue, but couldn't think of anything to say. The drive was incredibly boring. Deanie wondered if there was anyone she could sue. She was a star, after all. She's only 19 already, and had been in 22 movies. She had a very large fan club, and had dated some of the most handsome young male celebrities in film today. She was... Oh my God, we'll never, ever know what she was. I didn't finish the story. I don't even remember writing that. That's funny. Good times. Good times. So, I think I'm going to call it quits for now. I think I'm going to come back to this because there is so much bullshit in here. What is this one? This one is Leah Park Cannon. Oh my gosh, I've got an IP address on here. Oh, wow. Okay, I totally am going to have to read this later. This is my journal from the summer I traveled for my jab. Let's see. Oh, this one, I know what this is. Listen to this. Okay. So, when I was in college, there was that show on MTV, The State. It was very good. Very enjoyable. Loved it. Lots. And I wrote a fan letter to The State. And I included in the fan letter my email address, because at the time, some people had email. And I thought, well, maybe they'll have email. So I handwrote a letter to Michael Ian Black and Thomas Lennon. And here's the email I got back. Hi, my name is Michael Black, and I am a member of the state. A while back, you wrote to me and Tom Lennon, and so now I'm writing you back. Sorry it took so long, but we've been on vacation the last month or so, and I didn't even get your letter until a few days ago. To answer your questions, Tom originally came up with the idea for the pudding sketch, but it developed a bit before it found its final form. I'm glad you like the tape face sketch. That's actually one of my favorites, although I think we blew it on the ending with that one. I think the rest of the skit is really funny, and I'm glad you do too. I'm thinking about writing a sequel to it, so keep your eyes open. Yeah. If you're interested in starting your own sketch comedy troupe, I would recommend just getting out there and doing it. All you need is a couple of like-minded friends. Then you start writing, and in a couple of months, you'll have enough material to mount your own production. Use a college space and find cheap a rental place to put up a show. That's how we got started, and now we're huge television stars. If you can't find friends to do it with you, and I would suggest you just start writing on your own or put up flyers at your school or other local schools looking for interested people. I guarantee that you will find at least 5 or 6 others. Anyway, good luck, and thanks for the letter, Michael Black. Michael Black. So that's my fan letter. That's the reply to my fan letter from Michael Ian Black, which I got on Friday, September 9th, 1994, at 5:13 Eastern Daylight Time. I would imagine this email address is no longer valid. So, anyway, I'm getting close to another hour. I didn't think this would take 2 hours of podcasting time, but apparently it does. But let me see what else is in here. There's a song my friend Jenny wrote. A good song. Funny song. Loved it. Oh, here's a Sappho poetry. Oh, here's an Auden poet. Here's a Sappho poetry. Here's a Sappho poem. He is more than a hero. He is a god in my eyes. The man who is allowed to sit beside you. He who listens intimately to the sweet murmur of your voice. The enticing laughter that makes my own heart beat fast. If I meet you suddenly, I can't speak. My tongue is broken. A thin flame runs under my skin, seeing nothing. Hearing only my ears drumming, I drip with sweat. Trembling shakes my body. And I turn paler than dry grass. At such times, death isn't far from me. Sappho! Okay. It says W.H. Auden. Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephones. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the piano and with muffled drum, bring out the coffin and let the mourners come. Let aeroplanes circle moaning overhead, scribbling on the sky the message, he is dead. Put crepe bows around the white necks of the public doves. Let the traffic policemen wear black cotton gloves. He was my north, my south, my east and west, my working week and my Sunday rest. My noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought love would last forever. I was wrong. The stars are not wanted now. Put out every one. Pack up the stars and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood. For nothing now can ever come to any good. Yeah, that poem. Oh, love it. Love it, love it. I used to have it memorized. You should know. There's a bunch of Stephen Wright jokes. And there's a bunch of top 10 lists. Let's see what the top 10 list was on my birthday. November 20th, 1994. These things are all so just not even relevant anymore. This was funny. So many Boutros golly jokes. Okay, so there wasn't a top 10 list on my birthday because it was a Sunday. So, that's all for aujourd'hui. And join me again next time when you'll hear me say, I was a childhood Morticia. Okay. There's my somebody's phone number. This is my chat book from the 8th grade. My chat book. No, this is from the 10th grade. 11th grade. 11th grade. Oh, this is funny. I thank individually each of the kids in the hall, and then I thank the individual members of Monty Python and a bunch of teachers, Freddie Mercury, Jeffrey Dahmer, high school friends, people from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, my friends from school or from summer camp, other people, Riders, Tim Curry. The They Might Be Giants, I think. Both of them, individually. That was back when there were only two people in They Might Be Giants. People. More people. People, I don't remember their names. Oh, I think the B-52s individually. I think the people of, MST3K, John Williams, a bunch of stand-up comedians, Annie, oh, a boy I had a crush on, God's like way down on the list. Let's see, a bunch of people I know, a bunch of people, Eric Christmas, oh yeah, him, River Phoenix, oh, River Phoenix, that was before he died. Lewis Carroll. What is this shit? This is very good. Oh. Babysitting Poem. Denton Vale. I don't know what the hell that is. Blah, blah, blah. Youth is a wonderful time of life. The Dog and the Kitten. I think it's supposed to be like, this is bullshit. This is such bullcrap. Okay, good times. So, I'm almost to an hour, and so I'm just going to cut it off at another hour today. And maybe I'll do another hour later on. Oh, it was a drop slip. No, I'm not receiving financial assistance. So, anyway, so that's it. I'll post again soon, one of these days. Maybe I'll actually friggin' post something, like, you know, relevant, like pop culture, like I said before. The show would be all about pop culture. And there's my Esperanto stuff. There's the, okay, there's the table of elements. Weird. Weird stuff that I keep. What is with this? This is some weird-ass, funky-ass shit. So, maybe next time I'll read my travel journal. It's actually kind of interesting, because I was 20 years old, and they sent me to San Francisco. So, anyway, I'm trying to get it up to an hour, like I did last time. Kiss. I drew Kiss logos in my notebooks. I did not graduate in the 70s. Style and smile and everybody's buckwiling. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to rumble. Song parodies. Bullshit. Writing for broadcast media. What did I write for broadcast media? Apparently nothing. Okay, I took aerobics, and I actually had a section in my notebook for my aerobics class, which leads me to believe we actually had tests or something in there. Okay. Ode to the girl with the highest suck factor. Oh my god. Oh, this is funny. Let's not look at to Bob and Marcus security. Let's look at them as sex objects. I'm having sleep problems. No matter what time I go to bed, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, I can't sleep. And I wake up groggy the next morning. I personally think Bob is highly sexually frustrated. Bob misses the cooch, but she thinks he's a holy roller screwball. The preacher is annoying, but at least she's nicer than Bob. Well, the preacher is semi-educated, but Bob is completely irrational. Bob refuses to even listen to reason. And don't think the kids are Bob's either. Yeah. How come the cheerleader's skirts come down to their ankles, but the basketball player's shorts come up to their nutties? I don't know, but that was horrid. I need to know, etc. Crappy cheerleaders, irrational holy roller screwballs, psycho preachers, man, they give Christianity a bad name. Bob needs to realize if there is a God, he or she alone knows the answers. And Bob doesn't have the right to know. Jack crap. Mr. Blank is teasing me with his proximity. Why do you find yourself attracted to him? Why do you even need to ask? No. Bob needs a new wig. So, here we are. Bob needs a new wig. I was passing notes in my religion class. And, good times. So, consider the daffodil. And while you're doing that, I'll be over here going through your stuff. More Garth. More Reba. Winona. I am my own grandpa. If I were in hell, I'd want the version of the Macarena without the girls. But if I found the secret of mortality, and so did they, I'd want to hear the one with the girls, because it would make my life that much worse. The Pope don't got no ass. That's why he's the Pope. So he says to Bjorn, we might as well moon these Saxon dogs. I like you. I'll kill you last. If you're like me, and I know I am. Come, sit by me. Move your big old leg. Okay, so we're up to an hour, and I'm just going to stop this and